Singapore was seen as a success story. The island nation had done a good job throughout this pandemic of keeping COVID-19 at bay, taking actions like sealing its borders. But the nation is now facing a sharp increase in infections. Michael Sullivan reports.
Just last month, Singapore edged out another island nation, New Zealand, in Bloomberg's COVID resilience ranking. Singapore was also preparing to host the World Economic Forum, the annual meeting usually held in Davos, Switzerland. Not anymore.
This is a very critical period for all of us in our fight against COVID-19.
That's Finance Minister Lawrence Wong, who co-chairs Singapore's COVID-19 task force, speaking after the city-state announced the return of stringent containment measures. They include work from home, a ban on in-restaurant dining, and no social gatherings of more than two people. The measures come after the city-state earlier this month posted its highest daily infection rates since September, with some of the new cases coming from a cluster at the international airport.
We know that the new variants are much more infectious than what we had to deal with last year. There is growing evidence that the new variants can spread through aerosolized particles, which means that all the precautions we are used to, in fact, may not be sufficient to safeguard against the spread of the virus.
Singapore has vaccinated more of its residents than almost any other country in Asia, more than 30% of the population. But, like others, is facing a shortage of vaccines, even as new cases are increasing.
Yes, that's quite true. We have a pipeline, but it's not an elastic pipeline. Everyone would like more. But obviously, there's an international finite number of vaccines available.
Professor Dale Fisher tracks infectious diseases at the National University of Singapore. And because of that gap in supply and demand, Singapore has decided to increase the time between residents' first and second shots by 2 to 3 weeks in order to get more first jabs into more arms during the sudden rise in infections.
You don't lose anything by delaying the second jab. And in fact, some evidence is you could get a heightened immune response. The English did it and showed great efficacy with one jab. I think they were out to 12 weeks for their second jab.
Singapore's government remains publicly confident it can put a lid on this latest outbreak if its new lockdown measures are successful. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai, Thailand.